So there's a gra. The Vilna Gaon mentions that there was the fate, as it were, of Yaakov and of Esav was such that Rivka blessed Yaakov that Yaakov should get this world, and that Esav should get, that Yaakov should get the next world, and that Esav should get this world. But the problem was that if each of them believed that they would get both, which is what Esav wanted when he wanted to go along with Yaakov, then neither of them would get fully what they wanted. What's meant by that? That if Esav worried about the world to come and the Gehenna that was waiting for him, he could never enjoy this world. And if he couldn't enjoy this world, then the bracha that he was supposed to get, that enjoy this world, he wouldn't get. And the same thing by Yaakov Avinu. That if Yaakov Avinu thought he was going to benefit from this world, then he'd be getting both worlds. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu made circumstances such that Esav never cared about the next world. That was expressed in his idea of the pottage, that, you know, Hinei Anochi Holech Lamus V'Laman Li Abchora. He didn't care at all about the next. He didn't think about the next world. So here by Yaakov Avinu, same thing. He was struggling his whole life with his wives dying, the chicanery where he couldn't even marry the wife he wanted, all the problems that he had. Even momentarily when his sons came back after Shimon was incarcerated, he said, Alai Kilascha B'ni, and his mother told him that only Esav, Alavan, and Yosef would be the tzaras. And now Shimon is gone, and they're taking Binyamin. So when Yosef and Yaakov reunited, and Yaakov understood that he was going to have the 12 children, and therefore he would have an Olam Haba. So what did he do when he rejoined Yosef? He was saying Shema, the moment to turn everything back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But yet, when he met up with Paro, who respected him and wanted him to live there, so he couldn't believe, Paro couldn't believe how old he looked. He said, when it says, Vayave Yosef es Yaakov avi yamidil zay Paro v'yivarecha es Paro v'yomer paral Yaakov kama yamei shnei chayecha. What this is, what is asked. Somebody comes to you, hey, how old are you? What, you don't have a State Department? You don't know how old the guy is? Everybody knew how old the guy was. So Yaakov answered him, Vayomer Yaakov el Paro, if you count the words, it's Vayomer Yaakov el Paro, Yimei Shnei Megurai, Shloshim Yashana, Miad Varayim, Hayu Yimei Shnei Chayav, Hisigu, Yimei Shnei Chayav, Osev Mei Megurayim. Vavarach Yaakov is Paro, Yisim Flei Paro. So if you count the words, there are 33. Now Yaakov was supposed to live to 180 years, but he didn't. He only lived to 147 years. Why? Because of this interchange here with Paro. That Paro couldn't believe how old he looked, what a toll his life took on him here. He couldn't believe. He said, you look like you're 400 years old. He couldn't believe the age that Yaakov looked. And because of the response here, the Medrash tells us that one Yom Lamila, for each word that was written here, Yaakov lost a year of his life, and that's why he died at 147. But it's linked, it's connected to the notion that Yaakov could not enjoy this world. Yaakov could not, his whole world was going to be the next world. That's what he lived for, and that's what he was able to do. And this, in Ma'asiyavo Simul Abonim, that has to be our focus as well. That in everything we do in life, no matter how difficult life is, we shouldn't even give the appearance that we're complaining about our lives. That my life is bad, and it didn't reach the same level as my forefathers. No, we have to be happy, no matter what. The whole world could be against us. Doesn't matter. We have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. As a Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu by the Bris Mila, it's enough that I'm your benefactor. You don't have to worry about anybody else. And if that's the case, we won't look so old, we won't look so tzikrochen, we'll look good.
You won't feel that way either.
What? You won't feel that way either, because we'll know that what we're going to get is the world to come. That is the segula that we're going to get, and we'll get it even more when we bring God's presence down on this earth and bring a base of Migdash to enlighten the entire world with the Spirit of God. Good night of Shabbos.